Hey, Matt, does it kind of feel like year one for you all over again, given now that you have two coordinators that you're going through the hiring process and made that decision yourself, plus knowing your season doesn't have to end on Thanksgiving night this year? So does it kind of feel like you're starting year one, even though it's technically your third year in the position?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of energy and confidence in our building for a lot of different reasons. The biggest thing is we're able to sign 31 players and get back to that 85 number for the first time since 2014. Obviously, the coordinators, I like what we've done with our staff. I think whenever you hire two national coaches of the year as your coordinators, I think it makes a statement. And then, and then the ability to go back to a bowl game. I think, the players, the fans, the energy, it's all there. Just all that excitement building and the feeling of normalcy. You come in here and talk about football and not talk about sanctions or bowl games. I think it's going to be a good year.
Coach, to your left here on the front row.
Quince White's your Great American Sports Network in Kansas City. Coach, you became the interim head coach at Ole Miss in 2017. Just kind of talk about what this journey's been like for you the last few years coming in here now as your second SEC media days as kind of the guy and what the pageantry and what it's like being, you know, embraced by a place like Ole Miss, a very special place in Oxford.
No, it is. Ole Miss is so special. It's a unique town. It's a family atmosphere. And so the part about, you know, being at Ole Miss, your alma mater, it definitely is very special. We came in last night because of the rain, and you drive up to the hotel and you see the big SEC sign and you see all the banners of all the different schools. Yeah, it was a special moment, and being a coach and a player in this league for now 19 seasons, I think you have a healthy respect, and you just feel really blessed to be a part of such a great conference and all the pageantry that is the SEC.
Coach, to your right against the wall.
Hey, Coach. Hey. Michael Bratton, Center Down South. Matt Corral, I believe he's the only freshman here. You know, aside from his play on the field, what gave you the confidence to bring him to SEC Media Days to represent your program?
You know what? I think Matt has that competitive fire and that competitive nature. He was thrust into a leadership role, and the kids rallied around him. And I think he was a great fit this spring with Rich Rod and that edge and that passion that he coaches with. And so he was just a natural fit as a leader because of all those qualities that he has. And I think people and the teammates gravitate to him because of that.
Coach, to your left over here, front row.
Coach Noah Groninger, Great American Sports Network, Kansas City. Can you talk a little bit about your time, 2017, coaching Breland Speaks, and now he's with the Kansas City Chiefs. Started off in a 3-4 outside linebacker. Now he's moving back inside. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that transition for him, moving back inside, kind of where he's more comfortable?
Yeah, you know what? I think one of the things, Breland was a linebacker in high school, but the thing that made him unique was his versatility. We played him in a lot of different positions, three technique, defensive end, but I do think he'll be more comfortable there. I really saw him grow not only as a player but as a person. And was very instrumental in me sitting right here today. The type of player he was, the way he finished out his career.
Coach, to your right against the wall.
Coach, obviously, Memphis is the first game on your schedule, but the first SEC game is against Arkansas. What do you see in that program and the direction it's going, and what Chad Morris has coming into his second year there?
Yeah, you know what? I got a lot of respect for Chad. Obviously, I think he's doing a great job. And as far as our focus, all of our focus has to go on Memphis because it's our first game. I think that will be a huge game for us, a huge test for us, because I think that will be a springboard if we can find a way to get that one done, to have a packed stadium in Vaught-Hemingway in a night game in the first SEC game.
Coach, to your left, third row.
AJ Spur, 90.7 WVUA-FM Tuscaloosa. Coach, Corral talked about how being ruled out as a young team or an inexperienced team is a motivator for this 2019 Rebels team. How big of a factor is that, and a driving force is that, to this 2019 Ole Miss team?
Well, I think it's big. I think playing with an edge and playing with that emotion and that chip on your shoulder will be very important for a young football team. And I'm excited about the opportunity. There's going to be a lot of new faces, but a lot of talented new faces. I think we recruited well, and I'm excited to, you know, see that depth really show up, being back at 85 scholarships. Although they're going to be young, I think it'll be fun to watch that competition and those young guys competing, and just really excited about that and the attitude of the football team.
Coach on the camera rank.
Rashad Snell, Alabama News Network in Montgomery. Right here, Coach.
Gotcha.
Right here, Coach.
Gotcha. Yep.
All right. Just talk about the transfer of Kevontae Ruggs and how him transfers is going to be a loss to that defense.
Yeah, you know what? I thought, you know, Kevontae, we obviously wish him the best of luck moving forward. It was just a situation where, you know, he felt like it was best for him to move on, and we wish him nothing but the best. But he's a tremendous young man, and he's got a bright future.
Coach, to your left, third row.
Hey, Coach. Jacques Doucet, WAFB-TV. When Ed Orgeron was hired at LSU, there were a lot of people that were kind of doubtful because of his stint at Ole Miss didn't go all that well. I just wanted your thoughts of observing him over the years as a coach, how he's matured, how he's come along now and kind of stabilized his position at LSU.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to work on his staff for 1 year there at Ole Miss, and just was very, very impressed with his work ethic and the way that he went about his business and recruiting. But I think as a head coach, you grow. I mean, no different than me. I think you know, experience is the best teacher, and seems like he's started to be himself and not trying to, you know, be somebody else, but to really be himself. And I've been very impressed with that.
Coach, to your right.
Hey, Coach. Hey. Mackenzie Simon from the Clarion Ledger. Going back to you having such a young team and a bunch of new faces, what's your philosophy coming into the season or a motto you have the guys talking about?
You know what? I just think I'm excited about the energy and the chip that they're going to play with. I thought on both sides of the ball, you know, on defense, we're installing a 3-4 defense with Coach McIntyre, but to see them buy in, to see them playing with a chip on their shoulder, a bunch of guys that have played a bunch of football and they're tired of hearing about how bad they are, and to see them grow and their confidence grow is really special. And offense, you got a bunch of young, talented guys, and we will be young, but I think this offense is going to be fun to watch. I really like the direction that Rich Rod is taking it with the attitude and the toughness and the edge. So I think, although we'll be young, I do think we got some very, very talented players that'll be fun to watch.
Coach, to your left, second row.
Jordan Campbell, Fox Sports Shoals. Obviously, your offense was very explosive. Your defense struggled at times. I know it's a big hire for Mike McIntyre to come in. Was there any hesitation on your part switching to the 3-4? And what's going to be different about that unit that you feel is like going to make an impact this season?
Well, you know, again, I'd worked with Coach McIntyre several years, so I knew about him as a person and knew the type of teacher that he was. And I really, with all that experience coming back, it made it a seamless transition in the spring. In a lot of ways, guys like Kadir Shepherd and Chuck Wiley were able to play out that outside linebacker, and it just seemed like a natural fit. So I was really excited to see them kind of take Coach McIntyre's personality and to see those guys be in the right position and their eyes in the right place. And I think you saw, if you watched the spring game, you saw and I think you'll see it when we take the field against Memphis. I think you're going to see a much improved defense.
Coach, to your left.
Coach, this season you'll be going on the road to take on both the Alabama schools, both Alabama and Auburn. What do you have to say about how difficult that atmosphere will be for your team to play into? And also, what do you have to say about the tests that both of those teams will be giving your team?
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you go on the road in the Southeastern Conference, it's obviously a tough challenge. You have to deal with the crowd noise as well as you're playing against a very, very good opponent. But it's why you sign up in this league. It's what makes this league so different and special is the opportunities to walk into those stadiums. And I think that's why you see the SEC to continue to recruit well is playing in those atmospheres and those environments. That's why you coach and that's why you play.
Coach, right here to your...
It wasn't that long ago. I'm Brandon Adams from DogNation.com. It wasn't that long ago the SEC West was sort of seen as way more dominant than the SEC East. It seems like the last couple of years there's been a little bit more parity in the league. Is that kind of your perception that the balance has kind of been restored in the league a little bit?
Again, and not to, you know, toot the SEC's horn again, but I think that's what separates us is top to bottom. You know, week in, week out, no matter who you play, I think that there's great teams with great depth, and you have to play your best game to win. And I, you know, regardless of SEC East or SEC West, I think top to bottom, you know, I think the conference is really strong.
Coach, over here to your left, please.
A.J. Spurn, 90.7, WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa. Coach, keeping on with the theme of this young team, can you talk about the receiving core for this year and what they learned from elite receivers like DK and A.J. from last season?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the receiving core in particular, it's been a unique perspective to see it get passed on from – Dante Moncrief to Laquan Treadwell and Quincy Adebojo and Evan Ingram and now to AJ and DK and Lodge, and now they've kind of passed the torch on to Elijah and Miles Battle, and you got some freshmen coming in, Jonathan Mingo, Dennis Jackson, you know, Jaden Jackson. We have some very talented young receivers coming in, and it's pretty cool to see an impact that Dante Moncrief, who's not even in the program anymore, he's still having an effect this year just because of the work ethic and the way they've kind of passed that torch down. But I'm just really excited to see the youth and the energy and the passion and those guys competing to try to get on the field.
To your right against the wall.
Coach, so this is the first season in a few that Ole Miss can actually go to the postseason. And I know you guys said the right things in the past, but can you sense that your players realize that everything's in front of them for the first time for a couple seasons?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, there's a different energy in the building. I think it's very refreshing to come in here and to talk about, you know, being able to try to go back to the postseason. I think that's a huge deal. I think our players are excited. I think our fans are excited, and just really looking forward to that opportunity. I was fortunate enough to be on a team as a